It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, honey, let's do this. It is tea time, kicking things off with my favorite crushy crush, Brad Pitt. He's actually crediting Bradley Cooper for helping him get sober. I had no idea they were buddies. Apparently, there is a bromance of brewing, and Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor at the National Board of Review's annual awards gala, and he praised Bradley Cooper.
Thank you, Bradley. Bradley just put his daughter to bed and rushed over here to do this. He's a sweetheart. I got sober because of this guy, and every day has been happier ever since. I love you, and I thank you.
Oh, that is so cool. So Brad's alcoholism in the past was a major bone of contention with he and Angelina, according to sources. And there was that incident on the private jet when he got into an altercation with their eldest son, Maddox, that ultimately led to the split between he and Angelina. So he's cleaned up his life and got sober. So,
well, that's
Bradley
good.
Bradley Cooper, that is awesome. Who knew? I love both those Brads. Also big fan of Jamie Foxx, who says the rumor is not true that he's going on tour with Eddie Murphy, but it would be amazing.
I would love to go on tour with Eddie because I think it's our time. You haven't heard from him in a minute and you haven't heard from me. And
yeah.
I got some super duper jokes in my, and I've been working on my impersonations of Jay-Z.
That's crazy.
That's so cool. He is headlining his own club tour, but maybe Eddie will jump on board. He's been busy making movies, you know, all the coming to America.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that
one. It's going to be so good. Over on Jimmy Fallon, Will Smith sat down and revealed he was almost the star of this movie.
Yeah, there was one. I meant, for me, Neo was the one. I had the Matrix first.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was going to be Morpheus?
Val Kilmer was going to be Morpheus. So I was Neo, Val Kilmer was Morpheus.
Wow.
It was better this way because, you know, like if I would have been Neo, then Morpheus wouldn't have been black, and then it would have just threw everything else off.
Yeah, everything else would have been
black. I think it was perfect.
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't, and I think Will Smith's a great actor, but I feel like the right role was filled
with
by
Keanu.
Yeah, and I just... That'd be so weird.
Here's another crazy thing. He also revealed that Dana Carvey and John Lovitz were supposed to be the original Bad Boys in the Bad Boys film franchise. But
that would
not
be so
different. Will Smith.
Exactly. That would be so different.
But they had scheduling conflicts, so they passed on the torch. And in theaters this weekend, 1917.
In your own time, gentlemen.
Must be something big if the general's here.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
Ooh, this looks intense. It is the World War I drama. Swept to the Golden Globes. It won top honors for Best Motion Picture and Best Director, if you want to check that out. Also, Just Mercy, Like a Boss, and Underwater with Kristen Stewart.
I really think I'm going to try to go see 1917. It looks so good.
I heard it's long. So just beware. So get your snacks.
I'm going to have to get me popcorn and some chicken tendies for that one.
It's supposed to be excellent.
When did you know that you were in love? Like, when did you, quote, fall in love?
Was there a poignant moment when you're like, I love you?
I have a story about my wife, Lindsay, to kick it off when we do this. And I'll tell you right now, it involves food.
Can't wait to hear it.
833-563-2539 if you want to get in and share that moment of how you knew that you were falling in love. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.